live from Warrawong across the Illawarra. This is Jade and Damien. You make me lose my mind. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we
get together. On Sunday, all the stars aligned.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right, so school holidays has been pretty long for most people because, like, there's lockdowns everywhere. Like, we had COVID at the start of January, so I was in isolation. Mm-hmm. The rest of the family was in isolation the other side of the house. Like, it's enough to give you grey hair.
That's right.
And on Sunday, Alani, my 19-year-old, and her best friend, they were over, and Ella, she needs a bit of extra money, and I'm like, Ella, do you want to do some babysitting?
Oh.
And she's like, don't mind if I do. And I said, fantastic. How's tonight's out?
Oh, lock it in straight away.
And she was like, yeah, happy to look after the kids. And I'm like, awesome, we're going out. And then Alani, my 19-year-old, piped up and said, Mum, I'm happy to drive you if you want.
Jeez.
Wow. I had to go check ahead. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, wow.
This is like, usually, you know, you get so excited for your kids to have a license so they can finally be in DD. But apparently, the same thing that happens is they also get a social life. So generally, they're not available to drive you anywhere.
Oh, right. Is that how
but
it works?
She'd had a big Saturday night, so it was feeling a little bit fragile and was like, you know what? I'm happy to drive you wherever you want to go. So it was such a lovely offer. And Milko and I were that excited. We're like two kids at a candy store. We're like, oh, we're going to go out. We're going to go out by ourselves. We're not going to have any children. We're going to go out with each other. We're going to have a conversation that won't be interrupted every 10 seconds by a child going, Mom, Dad. So we went and, like, got our glad rags on.
Oh, nice.
I put on makeup and did my hair for the first time in about 4 months. And we decided we'd go check out the new waterfront tavern at the Shell Cove Marina.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been there yet.
No, I haven't been there either. A lot of my friends who live in the area have been there and they said it's great and the view's awesome. And we hadn't even, I hadn't seen the marina since the water had been put in it. That's how behind the times we were. Yeah. So Alani went and dropped us off and then I had to call her straight away and she had to do a circle and come back and then drop off my mask. And then she... She went and Milko and I were that excited and we got in there and the place is like amazing and view is fantastic. You just get to sit there and feel like that you're in Queensland. That's what it feels like with all the marinas up there. Oh, it's amazing. Great. So we went in and the place was pumping and we're like, oh, we need to get it. We didn't book a seat. Oh, we said to the guy at the door, we didn't book. And he's like, oh, we don't take bookings. It's you just come in and grab
a
seat.
Put your name on the list.
There's
no list.
It's got to grab a seat. Yeah. So we went in and we're looking around. We're like, oh, where's the seat? Okay. And we found a seat like right near the bar, which is a nice seat.
Like a bar stool.
Well, it was like one of those like low level seats around a table, and it was a nice seat. It looked nice, wasn't very comfortable, and I couldn't see any water. And I'm like, oh, can we be really good to get a seat like right on the edge where you're sitting and you've got your arm hanging out and you just the breeze is on your face and you're just watching the ocean, soaking up the view.
Yeah.
But we were right near the bar and we're like, we're in the pleb area. We're in the nosebleed section of the concert. How do we get to the front? How do we get to the mosh pit? And then so we were like, I said, Milko, I got this. So I'm one of those people that's when you're in the car park and it's full, I'll actually stalk someone by driving behind them at 5Ks an hour.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on, keep going.
So right. I'm just like, it's like a, what's it called, reneconce? Is that when you're stalking people and when you're in the army? I don't know what it's called. Reconnaissance. Incontinence, no. So I'm just stalking the tables. I'm like, oh, they look like they're nearly finished. I think, oh, they're getting up. They're getting up. Reconnaissance mission. That's what I was doing. We should make that the word of the day. And I saw these people like, they're getting up. And so I was up out of my seat in a flash and straight over their table. Mm-hmm. And I got there first. But then when they were gone, they're like, oh, this couple were waiting for the table. And there was a couple next to their table, and they were a young couple, and they had the baby in the pram. And I'm like, well, logistically, I was here first, so it is my table, but it's all right. You guys have it. You're probably having your first night out since you've had your baby. You take this table, and I walked away going, oh, this sucks. Well, I want your table because you're closer than I am right now. So I took their table, so it moved me a step closer to the front of the waterfront seating. And then the good thing with me giving them their table, because I wasn't happy about it, I didn't want to do it.
I can't believe you actually did it. It felt like one of those scenarios where you could have just gone, you know what, tough luck, dude.
First in, best dress.
Yeah, that's what it was.
They'd been there for an hour, and I was like, we've only been here for half an hour. And the good thing was, my good deed, it meant that they became part of our squadron. So they were helping us find tables as well.
Yeah.
And then about 15 minutes later, they're like, oh, the people next to us are leaving. And so they got up and they were like, I'm over there. And then another group came out of nowhere. I don't know, they were hiding in the bushes somewhere and in camo gear because I did not see them, and they were in there. This guy popped up from underneath the table. He's like, oh, no, mate, we've been waiting here for 2 hours and we've got a group of five.
Oh.
Like, all right, well, you take it. That's fine. That's fine.
Seagulls.
I know. That's what we were like. And then about 15 minutes later, the other table on the other side became free. And as soon as they, before they even got up, I said, are you guys leaving? Like, where we are? And I'm like, awesome, I'm coming to sit here and then you can finish off your dinner and then you can leave. So we got a table in the end.
You got it in the end.
It only took an hour and a half. And then by the time we ordered, they said it's going to be an hour wait on the meal.
Oh,
so.
My God. Did you not think of ordering ahead of time?
I couldn't. I was too busy watching for people to leave.
It's a displacement theory. Just for future reference, what you're meant to do is you're meant to go, okay, where their table is, you're meant to just stand really close to them. Like if they're in their seat, your butt has got to be just kind of resting on their elbow, all right? And eventually they give in because there's only so long you can have someone's butt in your face.
You just force them to leave. And then you get a free meal too because they don't even want to eat dinner.
It's a win-win.
That's the best.
All right, you know for next
time,
all right?
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
This hot weather is horrendous. Hardly been sleeping at all.
Disgusting.
We're at Mama Jude's house and there's no aircon, so you've got the fan on and you just feel like the fan's just circulating the warm air around your body. It's not actually making you any cooler. What we've been doing as our cheap version of air conditioning is wetting like a washer and putting it on the kids' heads and our heads when we go to sleep to kind of cool ourselves down.
Oh, no.
But you just end up tossing and turning the whole night. Like, I know I'm overslept. Damien, you were saying earlier that, like, you've hardly slept
at all. Look at my eyes, for God's sake. Now, the last couple of days, I've got bags under them like it's, you know, they're suitcases. I'm leaving the country here. I'm Novak right now, right? That's what I look like.
But, you know, we're both tired. We both don't have aircon. We live in older houses. Dino, on the other hand, and for fear of sounding a little bit rude, you've got aircon at your place, but you're looking just as wrecked as we are.
Oh, we got an aircon kind of out in the rumpus, so it just bleeds through into the bedroom a little bit.
Look,
so.
You've got one, okay.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
But we don't. I've got face washers.
I want to call upon your help, though. The last two nights, we've jumped into bed at home. Night before last was really, really bad.
Yeah.
And it kept me awake. On and off right through the entire night. And then again, got into bed last night at about, I reckon, about 5 to 9. And then at about 9:05, it started.
Oh, jeez.
What is that?
And then sometimes there's a bit of a longer gap than that, and then it kind of comes back again, you know?
Wow. So what, is this a noise that's happening every
this
time you go to bed?
This is a noise that feels like it's just a few metres from our bedroom window.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
Your neighbour doing a bit of work at night.
That's me snoring, I think.
Oh, my God. You do a... It sounds like Predator.
It does have a Predator vibe, yes.
Can we hear that again? What is that? Is that like a bird? Like a...
I thought it was a bird.
It's like a woodpecker going...
But then my wife, Zan, is, nah, it's a bloody frog. It's some kind of frog.
Let's have a listen.
It's very Jurassic Park-esque, isn't it?
Oh,
and that
is a frog.
Excruciatingly loud.
Yes, it is. Well, that's recorded
when you're trying to get to sleep
inside your bedroom. Yeah, that is like so much. That's like amplified. You know when the tap drips and it's like, and you can hear it, and then you've got to decide whether you can be bothered to get out of bed to go turn the tap off or just try and get back to sleep.
No, you got to turn it off.
That's an annoying sound, you know. So that is all night outside your bedroom.
Just the last two nights. Well, never, ever heard it before.
Well, somebody in the Illawarra is going to know what that sound is.
Yeah.
It's got a 42751965. Do you know what that sound is?
Bird?
Play
frog?
Play it one more time.
Naz from Nowra?
It's a frog.
It's a frog?
It is a frog?
Yeah, it's no bigger than a 20-cent piece. It's a frog, trust me.
Oh, okay.
What sort of frog?
It's just a small, light brown, beigey-looking frog.
So you know from experience by the sounds of it?
Yeah, I had one here last night. The cats were chasing it.
There you go.
We're going to go to... Oh, Andy's given us a buzz. Andy from Mornings here at Wave FM. Hey, mate, Naz is convinced it's a frog.
And I reckon... I'm sure... It's a cricket. We've got one as well. Scared the living bejesus out of my partner and I the first time we heard it. I'll tell you, it is spooky scary.
Spooky, scary. All right, like, cricket. In both cases, they're both little tiny things, Dino, that are making noises that are loud enough to keep you awake at night. Are you a little bit sensitive, Dino?
My masculinity's under threat here, Damien.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Dead guy, he's a dead guy, just a dead guy in an envelope.
All right.
We've
all played the Fantails thing. You know, you get the Fantails chocolates and all that. Yes. They've got the details of the past celebrities there. And
yes.
Games like Who Am I? Well, this is our version, Dead Guy in the Envelope. We've had a couple of cracks at this. How are we travelling with the scoreboard, Damien?
2-0 to me.
2-0.
We don't really need to talk about the scoreboard.
2-0.
Today's a new day.
All right.
So the only prerequisite is this person has to be no longer with us.
Yes.
They're dead.
I think one of my guesses last time was Adele.
Yeah, it was Adele.
She's very much alive. And you still went on to win. Come
on.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's go. Brand new dead guy in the envelope.
Yes.
I will open it up.
Okay.
What have we got?
Check this out. Our dead person was born August 18, 1952 in Houston, Texas.
1952. Okay, all right.
Yep, gotcha.
70 years ago.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Mum Patsy was a dancer. Dad Wayne was an engineering draftsman.
Mm. That doesn't give away.
Attending San Jacinto College Central as a teen, he pursued multiple artistic and athletic skills, including ice skating, classical ballet, and acted in a variety of school plays.
Wow!
Ooh, all right. You mentioned ice skating there.
Ballet.
All right. Mm.
Went in school plays.
Okay, this is quite hard. Okay.
Look, he also played football during high school, hoping to receive a football scholarship, and went very close to that too at college until a knee injury ended his dreams of a footy career.
That happens.
Oh, yeah. That happened to you and I, didn't it?
Yeah. And to Pete Murray. That's the only one person I'm thinking of. And he's very much alive too, so it's not him.
Okay.
Yeah, God, I need some more clues. Yeah, I've got hard.
Got a few more bits here. In 1972, he moved to New York City to complete his formal dance training.
He's a dancer.
His first professional appearance was as a dancer for the Disney theatrical group in a show called Disney on Parade.
Disney on Parade?
Who would be a dancer that we all know of?
That's dead.
That's dead.
They must have gone on to do something more than dancing. Because I don't know any...
Well, look, he then went on to star in the role as Danny Zuko in the long-running Broadway production of Grease.
Oh, guys. Who? No, who?
I was going to say George.
George Travolta.
But John's alive. Sorry, John. I'm useless. I'm not useless. I'm good at this game. Yeah.
The whole crew out there at SARS just had a heart attack.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
No, okay, so...
Did you say...
SARS. Sorry,
SARS. It's not the COVID capital of Illawarra. We promise you.
All right, okay, so it's not John Travolta.
Not John Travolta, right. Excellent. Right. Okay, cool, keep going, Dino,
in 1979, please. He made his film debut as Ace in Skate Town, USA.
Come on, Jade, give it a go.
And he wouldn't have a clue.
He even appeared in a great episode of MASH called Blood Brothers, 1981.
Oh, gee, this guy?
A guy that looks like he's Italian because he played Danny Zuko.
He talked like this. Hey, Gino, how are you, Gino?
I would say.
What?
James Gandolfini, the one who played the Sopranos guy.
No.
Oh.
Good guess.
Bugger. I was thinking, I couldn't imagine him being a ballet dancer, but I thought, hey, maybe that was before he had a good relationship with beer. And then
also in 1981, he stepped up and made his first appearance in a movie. It was a TV movie called Return of the Rebels with Barbara Eden. And then in 1983, he had a brief stint on a TV series called The Renegades, playing a gang leader named Bandit.
Who is this guy? For God's sake, I don't know. What did he do more recently, Dino?
All right, we'll step it up a notch here. In 1990, he appeared in the highest grossing movie of the year.
Avatar. He was in Avatar.
No, the Avatar.
In this movie, he starred alongside, now this will give it away, Demi Moore.
Jane.
Goldberg.
Patrick Swayze.
Oh, no.
Patrick Swayze. That makes sense. He's a great dancer.
Of course.
Yay. He'll always be remembered as Johnny in the role of the 1987 smash Dirty Dancing.
This is
You're the
writing a new song.
This is him singing it, yeah.
Just a fool to believe. Just a fool to yes, Jade nice is on win, the phone.
Nice win, Jade, nice win. Look, Patrick sadly passed away in 2009, aged 57, diagnosed actually with pneumonia following complications as a result of chemotherapy that he was going through.
Yeah, so, pancreatic cancer. Yeah.
Great talent. Nobody keeps Jade in the corner. She has right. Got, yes! Got a win this morning. Oh, Dead guy in the arm.
I've had the game of my life.
Oh, yes, all right.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
I feel very self-conscious today. It is my birthday, all right? But that's not why I feel self-conscious, you know.
Why do you feel self-conscious? Could the hair die?
What hair dye?
Oh, sorry. What hair dye? I mean, not the hair dye.
What hair dye are you referring to? No,
because the other day you had a hat on and you said, I went a little bit too heavy handed with my special mousse. No, not the hair dye. Okay, moving on.
Moving swiftly on. You know what it is? It's actually, is it a little bit nipply in here? I'm wearing a t-shirt today. I decided to wear a white t-shirt and I keep looking down and on my t-shirt. Wow. Is it see-through? Because there's two like lightsabers that are just blasting out.
Can I just say, it's not just nipply. Your hair regrowth from when we waxed your chest. The little spikes are coming through on you on the shirt as well. That's like a full muscle top. Is this because it's your birthday and you're past the 45 mark and now you're having a little midlife crisis and you thought, if I make the shirts tighter, I'll feel younger?
You know what? Before Christmas, this wasn't a tight top. This was a moo-moo and now look what's happening.
I'm sure somebody put it in the dryer and it shrunk. It was not you.
I've got to apologise because every time I move around, Jade, my chest comes close to you, I see you're ducking.
Just want to... Lucky I've got my glasses on to protect my eyes.
I'll poke your eye out.
Are you excited, like through anticipation? Are you excited to get a special present later today?
Maybe or? I am excited. Maybe that's why my body's preempted something.
Not with that shirt on.
Oh, you're mean.
Look, happy birthday, Damo. You got a special delivery here. You got coffees and things.
Donna Dyson, all the way from Brisbane, just sent me a coffee from Lily Pilly in Corrimal.
So she knew where you worked and knew you worked with two other people and sent one coffee and one piece of banana bread.
Oh, that's scandalous.
It's all right, Donna. No, it's all right, Donna.
Donna, don't listen to them.
Don't worry, I'm eating the banana bread.
And then you and I are going to hold him down and give him a nipple cripple.
Oh, let's do it. Won't be hard.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
I've noticed a bit of a trend in my household.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like it.
Okay. Let's have a whinge.
Thank you. I will.
Take the floor.
Well, school holidays, you know, you're trying to keep the kids entertained and Lulu loves her iPad and one thing she loves watching on her iPad is YouTube. And there's these different, like, YouTube channels that families have. One of them is called, like, Ninja Kids and they've got, 18 kids. I feel like there's, like, a new kid popping up every episode. But they do a lot of things together, like Truth and Dare.
Oh, yeah.
Lulu's picked up on the old Truth and Dare and so yesterday she's like, Mum, Truth or Dare? And I'm like, oh, truth?
Yeah, always called truth.
She's like, no, dare. And I went, oh, okay, dare. She goes, drink this. And she had like a cup of water, but it was like murky water. Oh. And I'm looking at it going, oh, where did you get this? What did you put in that? Can you tell me what you put in it first? No, drink it.
Oh,
but see, the thing is with Lulu, it could be anything. I could be drinking bleach. I could be drinking the toilet water. I really did not know. And she kept pestering me and pestering me. I had like the tiniest little sip. It was fine. She'd put in some gram masala and some salt. So that's all it was. Oh, thank God for that. Okay. I didn't start foaming at the mouth, which is awesome.
So you actually drank it?
Yeah, I had to. Well, she was harassing me. I'm like, you know what? Let's just make it stop. I'm either going to die and I will escape the harassment or it'll be over and then we can move on and do something else.
Did you not just let it roll down down your chin, pretend to drink it?
Well, I just had the time sitting like, yum, yum, yum. And then I'm like, and she's like, it's like, show me what you put in it. That's why I knew it was a gram masala because you pulled them out of the cupboard.
Ah, yeah.
But it was fraught with danger. but I live to tell the tale. I'm like, I don't want to play Truth or Dare anymore. This will get worse. I feel like she'll do the same dare every time. It'll involve me drinking something, but it will get worse the more creative that she gets. So I'm trying to nip it in the bum because dares get back to bite in the bum.
Dares are always bad news. They really and truly are. They never work out well. It always ends up in tears. Yeah, everybody ends up feeling crap from it.
Yeah, you don't walk away from a dare going, yes.
Yeah,
hashtag winning.
No,
have either of you guys been dared to do anything, like gone through with a dare?
Everybody knows you don't dare me because I won't do it. I'm terrible. I'm anti-dares.
So you just
I'm the opposite. I'm an anti-dare.
So you're like, I'm not playing. You're that person.
I'm not playing.
Not playing.
Yeah, you guys suck. I'm that
great
guy.
Great, you're heaps of fun. What about
you? Know. 18, having some midweek drinks with a mate.
Yeah, you do when you're 18. Every day is the weekend.
And the barman had like just the dregs left in a bottle of tequila. You know the one with the worm?
He
dared us, free of charge. He goes, I'll cut that worm in half. You guys can have half each.
Oh, no.
Never had tequila ever since.
You actually did it.
Yeah.
Did you hallucinate? Because you meant to trip out, aren't you, when you eat the worm?
No, I'll regurgitate. I didn't hallucinate, no.
Tequila, yeah.
Oh,
well, we've all done it, like dares. Okay, all right, well, let's throw it open.
Anatole Intaraji, tell us about your dare.
So I was dared. I was at a pub with some mates, had a few too many, was dared to eat a urinal cake at a pub, Dicey Riley's. Obviously, it sounds like you do something dicey there. There were two colours, a yellow and a blue. I was opting for the yellow because I thought maybe it have a lemony flavour. you never really know what blue is. It could be anything, probably bubblegum, blueberry.
Oh, tell me.
Anyway, so they made me eat the blue one.
Oh, no, you did it.
If you imagine taking a shot of Dettol.
Dettol with a dash of weed. Because I don't know about you, Anatole, but every time I go to a urinal, I'm sure every guy in the Illawarra would know this, you aim for the cakes, don't you?
Yeah, well, luckily I chose one that wasn't too degraded.
That is
fairly fresh.
That is disgusting.
Oh, yuck, that is disgusting. So did it turn your mouth blue?
It did. My tongue was blue for several days.
Jeez.
And it's
it became a bit of a running joke. You know, I was the blue tongue lizard for a while there.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Jade and Damien. You make me lose my heart. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.